Record is spinning here on KUOW for this Wednesday afternoon with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman. University of Washington's Law School has something to be very thankful for this Thanksgiving Eve. The school just received a very large gift, $56 million, the biggest donation the law school's ever received. It came from Seattleite Jack Rupert McDonald. He led a very frugal life, and he left $187 million for three local organizations. So what is the law school going to do with that? Here to tell us is the dean of the University of Washington Law School, Kelly Testy. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And congratulations on this windfall.
Thank you. We're thrilled.
I understand that you have three goals for this money. What are they?
So in accord with Jack's wishes, our first priority is going to be student scholarships. And we couldn't be more pleased about that because it will help maintain access to an outstanding legal education for a wide variety of students. Second, it will establish the Jack McDonald Chair in Law. So it will help us recruit another faculty member to join our distinguished faculty. And then third, we have some discretion with other funds to help bolster the core academic areas of our school.
So do they just hand you a $56 million check and say, yay, UW Law School, go?
Not quite. It's a trust. And so what will be happening is that we'll receive the income off the trust every year in perpetuity. So it will be very nice for the school to know that it can count on that stream of income into the future.
Have you ever received a gift like this before at the law school?
We have not. We're 114 years old, and this is the biggest one ever by about times two.
Let's talk about scholarships a second. How many students are enrolled in the law school right now?
So right now we have in our JD students, we enroll about 150 each year.
Is JD the basic level
That's
of law?
That's the kind of general law degree. We have also several graduate programs in law, Masters of Law, and also one of the oldest PhD in law programs in the country.
So what kind of students will be getting this scholarship money?
Well, what we're delighted about is that it really helps with what's been a rising cost of tuition for all law schools, and especially public schools when states have stepped away from providing as much support. So we're just delighted because it will mean that students that may be from disadvantaged backgrounds economically will still have access to the great legal education that UW Law provides.
I know that this is the largest, I believe the largest law school in the state of Washington, if not the Northwest, and you probably have numbers that are more accurate than that. How do you, when you're looking at faculty, how do you compete with maybe private institutions?
Well, it can get difficult with private institutions, and so we're just so thrilled about this because, you know, the UW Law School is the highest ranked law school in the Pacific Northwest, but we compete on a national basis with schools like Berkeley and Michigan and Columbia, et cetera. So this will be very helpful both to our students and our faculty to make sure both those bodies stay as intellectually strong as they need to be for us to accomplish our mission and goals.
I'm talking with Kelly Testy, who is dean of the University of Washington Law School. The UW was one of three organizations that benefited from Seattleite Jack Rupert McDonald, who was an attorney himself. Does he have an affinity because he was a Husky?
He was a Husky, yeah. Jack was an undergrad alum and a law school alum at UW, and just a lovely man. So it gives us great pleasure to be able to carry on his legacy.
What kind of hint did you have that he was going to be leaving you this money?
Well, Jack has been a very strong supporter of the law school for a number of years. We have a classroom named after him, and he always attended our events, and I remember seeing him very recently at a Golden alumni luncheon. So he was, as you noted, a frugal man and worked in public service himself his whole life for the Veterans Administration.
Right. So did you have a clue that he had a fortune like this?
No. I think we were surprised at the extent of this, and I think he took a special delight in stewarding it and in being a bit private about the extent of that wealth.
You mentioned scholarships, an endowed chair, and a project is yet to be determined. What kinds of things are you thinking about?
Well, what we'll do is we'll take some time as a community to decide strategically where the right investments are, But for the most part, our school is really clear on its mission. We want to be the best public law school in the country. We're very focused on educating leaders for the global common good in areas that really affect our society, areas like environment and health and business and entrepreneurship. So we'll make sure that we continue to be focused on what we do well and what our world needs us to do.
How important for the future is a gift like this?
It is extraordinarily important, really in several ways. One is in a obviously material sense, that it helps us with things that we need to invest in. But it's also a great boost of momentum. And it really makes us remember that everything we do every day for every student is important. And so we've been very gratified by this gift and are very inspired and grateful for it.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Kelly Testy.
Thank you.
Kelly Testy is dean of the University of Washington's Law School, and they got a portion of Seattleite Jack Rupert McDonald's legacy, part of a foundation that he set up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.